Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Nazir has been dedicated in loving memory Ule'ilu Nishmas, Harold Groner, Tzvi Ben Yaakov Yosef.
Nazir Daf Yud. The Mishnah describes a very obscure case in which a person says, Amra Para Zu. He's talking in the name of a para. Hareini Nazira in my medesani, or Omer Adelis Hazeh Hareini Nazira im Niftachani. There's a machlekes Beishami and Beisil. According to Beishami, he's a Nazir, and according to Beisil, he's not a Nazir. And Rabbi Yehuda says that Beishami does not hold that he's a Nazir at all. Rather, he's usser be'isser neder if he later tells us that that was his intention. And as we know, the Gemara asks, Parah mikam ishtoyah, that Parah itself does not talk. Rami Barchame explains that we're talking about where there was a Parah revutza lefonav. It was crouched down, it was sitting down in front of him, and it was having a hard time getting up. And he claims that this Parah is thinking to itself that it cannot stand up by itself. And he continues by saying, Hareini Nazira im Oimedes Ani. Now, Tosfos over here in Debre Maschil, Parazu brings three explanations according to the Mahalach of Rami Bar Chama. According to the first explanation of Tosfos, the words Hareini Nazira im Oimedes Ani are the person's words. He's no longer quoting the Parah at all. And the statement that the person makes goes as follows. He sees this para crouch down, and he says, Amra Parazu. This para is thinking inside its heart that I will not be able to stand up. And as Tosfos explains, when a person says that, he does not mean that the para is actually thinking this, because a para doesn't think these types of things. Rather, it's a figure of speech, that when people walk by this para and see that it's impossible for the para to actually stand up, they think to themselves, this para will never stand up. And when that happens, we tend to blame the thought on the para. As Tosfos brings down, a pasuk in Yoina, v'ha'aniyah chashvel hishaver, the boat thought to break, and the boat wasn't thinking anything. Rather, b'nei Adam, who observed the boat, think to themselves that it's going to break. Yet, when we express it, we say, this boat thinks that it's going to break. So far, all the person claimed that the para was thinking, or rather, what appears to be the situation and how people would think when observing the para is just the mere fact that the para is having a very difficult time getting up and feels like it cannot possibly stand up by itself. And now the person says, Hareini Nazir im Oimedes. The person is now mekabel on himself Nazirus. If the para is successful in standing up, it's so difficult for it to stand up. And guess what? If it does stand up, I proclaim myself a Nazir. Now, why does the Mishnah say the Lashon of Hareini Nazira? If we were actually quoting the words of the Parah, as if the Parah itself is, so to speak, saying, I'm Mekabla myself Naziris, then the Parah is Lashon Nekeva. So it makes sense to Hareini Nazira. Since, according to this Pshat in Tosfos, it's the person, after seeing that the thoughts of the Parah is, I cannot stand up, he says, I am Mekabla myself Naziris, so why does it say the Lashon Hareini Nazira, just say Hareini Nazir? The answer is because the person is not really being mekabel complete Naziris, he's being mekabel Naziris from the basar of the para, and Hareini Nazira means I am its Nazir, meaning I'm a Nazir from the cow itself, from the basar of the cow. So the Mishnah reads, Amra Parazu, this para thinks that it cannot stand up, Hareini Nazira, I am mekabel myself Naziris from the basar of the cow, im Oimedes. What is the next word, Ani? Again, Tosfos says you have to say a doichik, because were we to be quoting the cow, then it makes sense. Hareini Nazira, I am a Nazira, if im Oimedes ani, if I stand up. And the word ani is not extra. But since Tosfos does not want to accept that, so Tosfos is learning that the person is being mekabel Naziras, so he explained the hey, Hareini Nazira. But how would we explain the extra ani? Says Tosfos that ani tzarech litchayk ulefarish shemusiv al ha'adam amekabel ha'naziris. The ani is going on the person who's mekabel naziris, and he says, I am its nazir, im oimedes, if it stands up, and he repeats the word ani to reiterate that he's been mekabel naziris. And Tosfos themselves point out the difficulty in this pshat. Both the lashon nazira gives you the impression that it's the para that's talking, and he's quoting the para, and also the repetition of the word ani gives you the impression that it's the para talking. So the second pshat that Tosfos brings is Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. And he actually explains that the person is, so to speak, quoting the para. He sees this para crouched down, and he says that I imagine, and it appears to me, as if this para is saying, Hareini Nazira im Oimedes Ani. I believe that it's impossible for me to get up, and I hereby proclaim that I am a Nazira, I the para, am a Nazira, if I stand up by myself. And coming on the heels of the quoting of the para, the person then goes and says, "Ani ashlim dvareha, I will complete the words of the para, ki hareni nazir mi besara im tamoid. I too am a kabbal myself to be a nazir from its basar if it stands up." Now, it's somewhat confusing. This is actually a machlokes between the Mefarshim explaining the Pshat Rabbi Yosef Ishu Rishalayim, if that last word, ani, is the words of the noider or it's the words of the para. In the beginning, it's definitely mashma that the person is merely quoting the para as saying that I would like to be a nazir. The para is saying that im tamid, if it stands up, but the word ani goes with the person's lashon. Because after expressing that the para is interested in me, makabal naziris, if it were to stand up, the person then on the heels of that says, ani, I would like to be a nazir from its basar as well, if it successfully stands up on its own. However, afterwards, the lashon of Rabbi Yosef Ishu Yerushalayim is that kula masnisen amilsa de para. The entire quote in the Mishnah is all the words of the para. Vashas moisif ba milsa damra adam. And Rami Bar Chama is adding in that which the person says. The Mishnah Melech Nichus Naziris Perek Beza Lachaches understands that it's the person who says this ani, and he actually adds in that the person says a full sentence. He says ani gam eye nazir im tamid aparu. Take a look over here at the Chiddush Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rush. However, Tosfos asks on the Shita of Rabbi Yosef Ishu Yerushalayim that if the person actually added that I am a nazir from its basar if it stands up, and Rami Bar Chama is filling us in on that, so why is it necessary b'chlal to give this background about the para? It's unnecessary to talk about the fact that the para itself is thinking it and that the person is quoting the para as saying that. Because the main point is that the person himself says at the end, I hereby proclaim myself a nazir from its basar if it stands up. Not only that, the Mishnah chooses to leave out the Ikar HaNeder, even if it was theoretically necessary for us to know the background. But why would the Mishnah only tell us the background and not tell us about the Ikar HaNeder? So therefore, Tosfos offers a third pshat. Tosfos learns that it's definitely the para that's talking, the person is saying over what the para is theoretically saying. And Rami Bar Chama is not adding to what the person just said. So he doesn't mean to say that the person now follows up and says, I am now mekabel on myself naziris as well. Rather, Tosfos suggests that the very fact that the person tells us over the divrei hapara, that in and of itself means that he's being mekabel naziris on himself. And it does not mean that the person is mekabel on himself real naziris. Rather, the person is reporting to us that the para is claiming that I am a nazira. And since there's no such thing as naziris by a para, what it must mean is that the person is telling us that the para is separating itself, meaning its basar, from us. And by expressing that, the person is basically being mekabel on himself an iser neder. Because since he's telling us that the para, in the event that it stands up by itself, is as if it's separating its meat from us, I am a nazira, as we've explained, naziris is a lashon of precious. So my meat is separated from people, that in turn turns into a neder, as if the person now asserted the para's meat on himself. Now the Achronim have a very difficult time with this pshat. Both the Mishnah Melech and Perek Beis Halacha Chesef Hilchos Naziris and the Keren Oyer over here ask, how is it possible to say that Naziris is chal without a person being mekabel beferish? We know that the pasuk says, Ishki yafli, linder neder nazir lahazir lashem. And that means that the person has to be explicit about his kabbalas naziris. So an inferred kabbalas naziris, like expressing what it is that the par is saying, and thereby us understanding that the person's rotzen is that the meat should be separated from him, does not deserve to qualify as a kabbalas naziris. So the Mishnah Melech, in response to this question, says that it must be that even according to Tosfos, the word ani that the person says at the end is like a yad l'naziris, which means that the person's kavana was to say, I would like to do the same thing as this para. However, it's very much not mashma that way in Lashon HaTosfos. Now, in the Sefer Tal Torah, he suggests that this issue is dependent on the machlokes Abaya and Rava in Gittin, Daf Lamed Dalid, whether gilui das helps by get or not. The sugya over there is discussing the inyan of a bittul haget. The din is that if a baal sends his get with a shliach, he has the right, before the shliach gets there, to be mevatel the shliach or to be mevatel the get. It's machlokes in the Gemara over there. Now, what happens if the person was not mevatel the get or the shliach? However, he was megalad das that he's not happy with the get being given. The case the Gemara gives is where he sent the get with a shliach. The shliach reached the isha, and the isha was busy. She said, "Don't come back tomorrow. I'm busy now. I can't accept the get right now." and he didn't have the chance to give it to her. He comes back to the Baal and tells him that I didn't have the chance to give the get to your wife. And the Baal responds by saying, Baruch HaToiv HaMeitiv. He's all happy that the Shliach was unsuccessful in giving over the get, which means that he changed his mind. He doesn't want to divorce her anymore. And there's machlekes over there between Abaya and Rava if Gilui Das functions as a bittul or not. Therefore, says the Tal Torah, this would be dependent on the same issue, because the person, by saying what it is that the Paro was saying, is essentially being Megala Das, that he's interested in being Aser Be'Isser Neder. Now, the reason why the Keren Oira and the Mishnah Melech don't want to say this pshat is quite obvious, because there's a big difference between what creates the Chalois, Legabe the Din of Bittul Haget, and what creates the chalois by nedarim or naziris. As we explained, it says kiyafli, which means a lashon hafla, it has to be expressed. What creates the chalois by a neder or by a naziris is the dibur itself. Mashe enkein, by bitla get, what creates the chalois is the fact that the person no longer has rutzin that this person should function as his shliach, or that the get should be operative. And even though it's imperative that he speak out the bittul, that's only because dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Kolzman, he doesn't articulate anything, we have no idea what's going on in his mind, and we can't deal with that in terms of halacha. So he has to speak it out. Machloikas Abaya and Rava, Legabe Gilui Das, is the way many Rishonim learn over there, is whether Gilui Das has a din of dvarim shebelev or not. But that all helps where the Iker Chalois is being created through the person's feelings. Over here, since it's not the feelings, it's not the lev, it's not the machshava that creates the Chalois, rather the dibur itself, Gilui Das cannot help. So that's the Hesber and the Kasha that the Keren Oira and the Mishnah Melech ask. Al Kopanim, we have three Mehalchim that we learned in the Tosfos. According to the first Hesber, Amra Parazu, the quote of the Parah is just that the Parah feels that it cannot get up, but the Lashon Hareini Nezira Im Oimedes Ani is a quote of the person himself. The person now, based on the Parah's feelings, saying that it's so hard for the Parah to get up, and noticing that it's something that's almost impossible, the person then goes and is Mekabel Naziris, and Hareini Nezira means I am a Nazir from the Basar of the Parah, if the Parah is successful in getting up by itself. As we said, Lashon Ani is Tzarech In according to that. The second shot is Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, who learns that Kemat, the entire sentence, and perhaps even the last word of the sentence, is a direct quote of the Parah. The Parah says, Hareini Nezira Im Oimedes Ani, or Im Oimedes. That's what the person is telling us is going on inside the Parah's head. And Rami Bar Chama comes and is Mashlim everything else. That on the heels of what it is that the Parah is saying, the person now goes and is Mekabel Naziris. And like we said, perhaps the Lashon Ani is part of that Kabbalah that the person makes. And the third Mahalach is Tosfos themselves, who say that the Pshat is that it is the Parah speaking. It's not the words of the person. The person is talking in the name of the Parah, but it's not as if Rami Bar Chama then goes and tells us other things that the person said that are not written in the Mishnah. Rather, the sheet of Rami Bar Chama is that the moment that a person reports to us that this is what the Parah is saying, that in and of itself is enough to function as a Kabbalas Naziris on the part of the person. Now, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Melech brings a Yerushalmi that supports the last derech in Tosfos. Because the Yerushalmi says that if a person were to see a guy, and he tells the people around him, take a look at this guy. You see, this guy says that he wants to be a Nazir. The halacha is, says Yerushalmi, that that person becomes a Nazir. Whether the guy actually said Hareini Nazir, whether he did not. And the reason is that since the guy is not Shaykh B'Toris Naziris, so it's we who say that his Kavana was to be Mekabel Naziris on himself. The Rishalmi then goes and brings a raya from our Mishnah. After all, the Rishalmi says, our Mishnah, the person didn't say his Naziris Beferish, he just tells us the Divrei Apara. So from this Yerushalmi, you see clearly, like Tosfos' third Hesber. Now Rami Bar Chama continues with his explanation of the Gemara by saying that the Machloikis in our Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is Lashitasim. Because just like Beis Shammai said in the last Mishnah, when a person says, Hareini Nazir mina Groigres mina Dvela. So Groigres and Dvela, of course, are things that are not Aser B'Isser Naziris. Nevertheless, according to Beis Shammai, he's a Nazir. So too, when a person makes himself a Nazir from the Basar of a Behema is something you can't be a Nazir. Nevertheless, Beis Shammai is saying in the Mishnah that the person is a Nazir. Beis Hillel, who in the last Mishnah say, Loi Havi Nazir, that when he says mina Groigres mina Dvela, he's not a Nazir. Over here, they say as well that you're not a Nazir. And of course, we then have the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, who says it just like what he said in the last Mishnah, that Afk Shamru Beis Shammai, Lo Amru, Elo Ba'omer, Harei Hein Alaika Karbin. So too, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afk Shamru Beis Shammai, Lo Amru, Elo Ba'omer, Hari Parazu Alaika Karbin. Now, it is somewhat confusing because if all Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai want to do in this Mishnah is argue about a case where a person was mekabel nezirus from Basar, then why couldn't they talk about that straight? Why couldn't they say the case, just like in the last Mishnah where he said, Hareini Nazir min agrei gusim min advela? They should have said, Hareini Nazir min Basar, Beis Shammai say you're a Nazir, and Beis Hillel say you're not a Nazir. Why do we have to bichlal talk about the parah? So Tosfos and Dibur Maskel Tartan asked this question, and they say that Einachinami, we could have said it that way. It's just that Agav Urche Kamashbalon, the Tana Derech Agav is teaching us the Kavanose Sha'amda Ratzaloimra Me'eleha. That when the person says, Harein Nazir, Imay Medes, and uses this Lashon, his Kavana is that he's being Masne in the event that the Parah gets up by itself. But Tosfos says that this is actually part of the Gemara's Kasha later on Rami Bar Chama. Now, Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks an incredible question on the Gemara. He says, how is it that we explained on Daf Tes the Shita Beis Shammai? Why is it that according to Beis Shammai, the person's a Nazir when he says, Hareini Nazir min agroiger simin advela? It's only because, as the Gemara explains over there, that Beis Shammai held like Rabbi Meir that ain't other moitzi dvar levatola. So the moment that a person said the word Hareini Nazir, his kavana is to be a complete Nazir. And when he then goes and says, min agroiger simin advela, he's actually coming to be chayzer b'toch kidei dibra from his kabbalas naziris. That's how the Gemara explained on Daf Tes Amid Aleph. So that makes sense if the person first said a Lashon of Hareini Nazir and then followed up that Lashon by saying Min HaGregris Min HaDvela, that could be seen as a Chazara. However, according to Tosis's first pshat, that the person was saying Hareini Nazira, I am its Nazir, meaning I'm a Nazir from the Basar. So the person never said a Lashon of complete Kabbalah's Naziris, that we could say that first he said Hareini Nazir and then he was Chazir afterwards Betech Dei Dibra, and it's like a She'ela. We have nothing of the sort. The person told us straight to the point what he wants. He said, I am its Nazir, meaning I'm a Nazir from the Basar, without first being Mekabel on Naziris. Rav Eiger leaves this as a Tzarech Iyun Gadol. However, if you take a look at the Shita Mekubetzes, he brings down a teretz to this question, B'shem the Rabbeinu Israel. He learns that we misunderstood the Pshat in Tosfos, the first Hesber, that said, Hareini Nazira, that I am the Nazir of the Basar of this animal. He understands that although the Lashon of the Mishnah was Hareini Nazira, the Mishnah was not telling us an exact quote of what it was that the person said. The Mishnah reports Hareini Nazira, but what the Mishnah means is that the person said, I am a Nazir from the Basar. It was just the Mishnah's short way of saying that the person said, I am a Nazir from the Basar. He said, Hareini Nazira, which means that as far as the person is concerned, all he said was Hareini Nazir min haBasar, just like Hareini Nazir min haGregers umin haDvela. So Rav Eiger was understanding b'dasa Tosfos that Hareini Nazir is a quote from the person what exactly he said. But according to the way there Ben Israel is learning Tosfos, the person didn't use those words. He says Hareini Nazir mapik hay, says Ben Israel. Kolomer Nazir mimenu, I am a Nazir from its Basar, says Ben Israel. V'loik sha'amar keloshin Hareini Nazir. The person didn't use those words, and he says, because of Rav Eiger's kasha, he brings down that if such would be the case, then it wouldn't be Dumya de Gregris. Ela kacham Hareini Nazir mi Bisara. I am a Nazir from the Basar. It's just that that's the Mishnah's way of describing such a Kabbalah. Now the Gemara asks that according to this pshat, why do we need our Mishnah to repeat this machlokes? V'ha'amrua b'shamei chadazimna. They already said that when a person is mekabel nazirus from something that's not shayach bichlal to the inyan of nazirus, like Gregris and Dvela, that he's still a Nazir because of the beginning Lashon that he used. So what are we adding by saying that this, the same thing would be true if it would say from Basar? Now Tosfos, in the end of Divrei Maskel Parah, asks from this stage in the Gemara on the third pshat that we brought down from Tosfos earlier. Because the third pshat was that the person is really just saying the thoughts of the Parah, but since he's expressing that the Parah itself is as if it said, I should be a Nazira, which means I should be mufresh, I should be separated from people, if I get up on my own. So then, in turn, we say that that must mean that the person has das from Mekabel Naziris on himself. Because it's like the person said beferish, I am a Nazir from its Basar. So Tosfos asks, that's not something that we would have known from the last Mishnah. Bishlam, according to the other Pshatim in Tosfos, the person actually said a Lashon that has a direct connotation that he wants to make this Kabbalah. But according to the third Pshat in Tosfos, that it's only because he expressed the thoughts of the Parah that we say that he must mean that he wants to be Mekabel Naziris. That's a tremendous Chiddush and is worth dedicating a special Mishnah to that effect. So the Rush answers that Einachinami, it may have been necessary for the Tana to tell me the position of Beis Shammai in this case, because from the Mishnah of Hareini Nazir min HaGregers min HaDvela, I would not have known what Beis Shammai's position is when the person says about a Parah's Ratzin that it's considered a Beferish Kabbalah's Naziris. But we didn't have to say Beis Hillel's Shita, because since Beis Hillel hold no matter what, when you say, even if you said b'feirish, hareini nazir mibsara, it can't be that he's mekabel naziris, just like in the case of hareini nazir min agregus min advela. So certainly when he does it in the form of expressing the ratzon of the para, it's not going to help the matter. So if you hold in the last Mishnah that the person wasn't a Nazir, then certainly here the person is not going to be considered a Nazir. That's how the Rosh explains what the Gemara's Kasha is now. The Gemara's teretz to the Kasha as to why we have to say all these examples of the Shittas Beis Shammai, namely, Hareini Nazir min Agregus min Advela, our Mishnah Hareini Nazir min Bisara, and the case of the Delas. So the Gemara says, Tzrichi, the Iyetmar Beha Gregus Advela, if it would have just said the case of Hareini Nazir min Agregus min Advela, I would say, Hosam Huda Amri Beis Shammai Havi Nazir. Over there, Beis Shammai say, you're a Nazir Mishum Demi Chalfan Ba'anovim. People mix up Gregus and Vela with grapes. Aval Basar Ba'anovim Loi Michlev. People don't mix up Basar with Anovim. Now, the fact that a person mixes up Gregers with Anovim, what does that do for us? So here we have a Machloikis. According to the Mefarish, the reason why there would have been a half a minute to say that only in such a case where a person said a Reini Nazim and a Gregers, there Beis Shammai say that the Naziris is Chal on him, is Midin Kinuye Kinuye Naziris. And this is like Tosfos brings down on Daf Tesem et Aleph, the Bamaskel HaReini, that in Tosefta, the beginning of the second Perek, it says Kinuye Kinuyen Beis Shammai Oimrim Nazir. And it explains, what is Kinuye Kinuyen? Oimer HaReini Nazir Min Hadvela. Toisus says, "V'loma kari lekinuye mashayech dvela b'naziris." Why is it called kinuyim? V'yesh loymer debi Yerushalmi kari ledvela tirish. Some have the Girsa and Toisus debi Yerushalmi mefarish the kari inchi ledvela tirish. In Yerushalmi, it's mevur that some people refer to dvela as tirish. Now, tirish is the word used for yayin. Therefore, when a person says, Hareini Nazir min hadvela, since dvela is something that people refer to as tirosh, and tirosh is yayin, therefore it's like a kinui, kinuyin for yayin. So that's how the Mefarish over here learns why it is that I would have said dafka in such a case, Beis Shammai say that you're a Nazir. Mashenki, when a person says, Hareini Nazir mi bisara, it's not as if basar is a kinui for yayin in any sense. However, Tosfos over here in Dibur Maschil Tartin learns the Gemara differently. Tosfos understands that the reason why I would have said that if a person said a Reini Nazir min Agregus min Advela, that he's a Nazir, even though a person who says a Reini Nazir Ibsara is not a Nazir, Lefi Beis Shammai, is because I would have said that the person's real intention was to end off his sentence by saying a Reini Nazir min Ha'anavim. And since Anavim are a fruit, it's conceivable that the person just made a mistake. It was a slip of the tongue. Instead of saying min ha'anavim, he said min ha'gregers min ha'dvela. Because gregers and dvela are also fruits. So it's conceivable that the person slipped and made a mistake and just used the wrong word. Hashem came by basar. We can't imagine that a person who meant to say the word yayin slipped and said the word basar. So according to the Mefarish, when we say anavim and Gregoris are mischalfi, it means that people use the words interchangeably, because people use the word tirish to refer to dvela. According to Tosfos, when we use the word mischalfi, we mean that people make a mistake, since the two things are similar enough. They're both fruits, so people will perhaps slip up and say Gregoris when they mean anavim. Now, Reb Kveger asks on Tosfos' pshat, from the Mishnah in Trumas, over there, in Trumas per Gimel, Mishnah Ches, it says that if a person was being mafresh truma, and he wanted to say hareza truma, and by mistake he used the word meiser instead of the word truma, loy amar klum, nothing is chal. Because we say that it's not piv v'liboy shavin. He did not say that which he wanted to say. So why is it that over here, we would be willing to say that when a person says hareini nazir min ha'gregres, we would consider it a kabbalas naziris because we believe that the person meant to say hareini nazir min ha'anavim and he just slipped up and said the wrong word. Why don't we say the same thing we do by when the person wanted to say hareza truma and instead he said hareza meister. We don't say over there that since the person meant to say truma, he just slipped and he said the term meiser, that it's truma. We say that it's nothing. Answers Reb Kveger that there's a big difference. Over there, in order to make it truma, the person has to say areza truma. And even though truma is chal b'machshava, it doesn't make a difference because once the person chose to articulate it, so it has to work with the gedarim of dibur. So we need a dibur of areza truma, and we don't have it because the person said meiser instead of truma. So we're lacking a dibur of afrashas truma. Masha'enkin, in our case, the person said the words Hareini Nazir. Hareini Nazir is a valid Kabbalas Naziris. Our only problem is that he used a Lashon afterwards, which is Megareya. It takes away from the Kabbalas Naziris because he said Min HaGregres. Over there is where our sugya says that if a person has a tendency to mistakenly say the word gregers when he really means anovim, then it doesn't bother us the fact that he used this lashon, because we have the right to just totally cancel out the words mina gregers, and then we're left with hareini nazir. Hareini nazir is a kabbalas naziris. So by tshuma, if you cancel out what he said, then we have nothing. Mashenkein over here, all we have to do is cancel the word mina gregers. We have the right to do that since we believe that the person said those words mistakenly. He really meant to say the word anovim. So we don't mean that it's as if he said hareini nazir min ha'anovim. Rather, we say he meant to say min ha'anovim, and we therefore cancel out the words min ha'gregris, and it's as if he just said the words hareini nazir. The Gemara then continues and says that if it would only have said the case of basar, then I would have said only over there Beishame say that you're a nazir, because bebistra v'chamra, people associate basar with yayin, because the two go together. So it's not like in the first case where people mix up Groigris and Anovim. Rather, people associate the two together. The way the Mefarish explains that is that when a person says Basar, it's as if he said Yayin as well, because the Derech is to mention the two together. Tosis and the Rosh actually say that since the two are Ikar Asuda, it's Michlif Belashem B'nei Adam Zeh L'Zeh. People, since they eat the two of them at the same time at the Suda, so they'll say one when they mean the other. Then the Gemara says that had it said these two cases, and not said the case of Deles, since Deles is not confused with Yayin, so I would say that Beishamai doesn't hold their Shita over there. Why can't it just say the case of Deles? Says the Gemara that if it would have just said the case of Deles, then I would have said that over there Beis Hillel says that you're not a Nazir, but in the other two cases they agree that you are a Nazir because people mix up Basar and Yayin, or Gregers and Tvela and Anavim. Now theoretically the Gemara could have used the same trick in the second stage, the one that we just used in the third stage. Meaning the Gemara could have said that had it only said the case of Basar, then I would have thought that only over there Beis Hillel say you're not a Nazir, and that's why it has to say the case of Gregers and Vela. Why is it the Gemara had to say that had it only said the case of Basar, then I would have thought that Dafka over there Beis Shammai say that you are a Nazir. Masha'en Kain, in the case of Gregers and Vela, Beis Shammai hold you're not a Nazir. Why not say that it's more mistava that a person mixes up Gregers and Anavim, but that's Gufa why we had to say Gregers and Vela as opposed to just saying the case of Basar, because maybe just the case of Basar, I would have said that over there Beis Hillel argue and they agree in the case of Gregers and Vela. So many Achrayim answer that if the only reason why we said the case of Gregers is because we wanted to teach you that even over there Beis Hillel argue, then it could have left out the case of Basar entirely and just said the case of Gregers and Deles. Because Deles is the greatest chiddush that Beis Shammai could possibly be mechadish and say that you are a Nazir, because Deles is not confusable with Yayin. And Gregers is the most similar to Anavim, and therefore it's the greatest Chiddush that Beis Hillel argue. So if you would have said those two extremes, then theoretically I would know everything. That's why the Gemara has to introduce that there's also a special Chiddush that Gregers carries over the case of Basar. Which is that had you only said Basar, I could have said that Beis Shammai only say it over there because Basar is very strongly associated with Yayin. So then it makes sense that even if you would have said the case of Gregers, I wouldn't have known that Beis Hillel argues in the case of Basar, because maybe over there it has a stronger association. Memela, it has to say all three. Now Rava rejects the whole Mahalach of Rami Bar Chama because he says, Mikatani im amda me'eleha. Rami Bar Chama's Mahalach is dependent on understanding that the Tanai of Hareini Nazir im oimedes is dafka if the animal gets up on its own. But the problem is that it says oimedes, it doesn't say oimedes me'eleha. So therefore Rava learns differently. He says, Kigon shahoisa para revutza lefanav. The para was on the floor, it was crouched down in front of him. Va'amar aray alai carbon. The Gemara says, of course, it can't be an aray alai carbon because that wouldn't work in the case of Delis. Delis can't be a carbon. And that's why the Gemara changes it and says that it was revutza lefanav, and he said, Hareini nazir miyayin imloy amda. Now, in that first step, where without the kasha from Delis, the Gemara would have understood that it's like the person said, aray alai carbon. How could that possibly have been understood to be pshat in the Mishnah? The lashon of the Mishnah is that he said, hareini nazira in my medes. So how could we have explained that to be hare alai carbon? Tosfos asks this kasha in Dibur Masal Beis Shammai. Tosfos answers that we can understand the person to mean that he wants to bring this para together with the Karbanis Naziris. Because even though you don't bring Karbanis Naziris from a Behema Gasa, that's only says Toysis Chayvoitsev Shal Nazir, the things that a Nazir is obligated to bring. Aval Hayu Regilim Lahavi Nedarim Nedavis Im Karbanis Naziris. It was the derech for people to bring their Nedarim and Nedavis together with Karbanis Naziris. Nedarim and Nedavis you could bring from Bakar Vitzayin. Now, David Soloveitchik asks, who cares that the derech was to bring Nedarim and Nedavis together with Karbanis Naziris? Those are just regular Nedarim and Nedavis that you bring at the same time, but they're not shayach to your Kabbalas Naziris. So how does that answer the question that you use the word Hareini Nazira? Answers Reb David that we could say that it's going like Reb Shimon, who says later on Daf Mem Vav Mebeis that a Nazir that was Megaleach al Shalme Nedava is Yoitze. So theoretically, you could bring this Parah as a Shalme Nedava and be Megaleach, in which case it really does have to do with the Karbonis of Naziris. But he says that is a Doichik to say that we're only going like Reb Shimon. Therefore, he says a different Pshat. He says, if you look at the Rush over here, he says like Tosis, but he adds something. He says, V'afal bi she'ein mevi Parah lekarbon chayva, even though you don't bring a Parah for a carbon chayva, nevertheless, the derech was to bring karbanis nedava oila ushlamim kedichsiv milavad asher tasik yadai kifi nidrei. The pasuk states explicitly that you should bring your karbanis naziris aside from the other karbanis that you bring. And Reb David says that the hisafa that the Rosh is saying is really, he means to reference the drush of the Sifri. Sifri and Pashas Nasai on this pasuk says, Milvan asher tasig yodai, mi nayin ato oimer, she'im omar. If a person says, Hareini nazir al menas legalech al mea oilois. Let's say a person says, I'm a kabo naziris on condition that I'm a galeach, that b'shas my geluach I have to bring 100 oilois. Ve'al mea shlamim, koreni olav, kefi nidri asher yidur. So he says there are two ways you can understand that. One way you can understand is that the person stam made a tenai. Made a tenai in his naziris that he should megalech al mea karbonis. So the reason why he has to bring them is because that's a kiyum of his neder. But you could learn, says Reb David, that these karbonis now become a chelek from the karbonis naziris. So Reb Shimon's shita is that you can megalech al shalme nedava. But Reb Shimon wasn't talking about where you programmed that into your naziris originally. But everybody holds that if the person said originally, Hareini Nazir Almanas Ligaleach Almea Oilois, then they become a cheluk of your Karbonis Naziris. And he brings a Ramban that also understands that they become a cheluk of the Karbonis Naziris, and it's usher for him to drink Yayin until he brings all of them, Hekia Koil Toiras Nizrei. So he says that that could be pshat in Toisvis as well. So now it does fit into the words Hareini Nazira. This is all according to the pshat that the Gemara suggested, that he said Hare Alai Karbon. However, the Gemara, like we said, falls away from this pshat because of the kasha from Delis. Delis is not a bas carbon. So therefore, Rava suggests something else. He said that if the animal doesn't get up, then I'm a nazir from yayin. Now the animal, he didn't stand her up, she got up by herself. The fellow's real intention was to say that he is going to mekabel naziris if the person himself will not stand the para up. And since the animal got up on its own, he didn't stand the para up, so the tanai was mekuyim. So he's a nazir. Beis Hillel Savri Mishum Dereviyahu. His main intention is that the animal shouldn't remain on the floor. V'akamas. And the animal actually got up. The problem is, says the Gemara, how are we to make sense out of the Seifa? The Seifa says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Shomer Beis Shamer Lo Amru Ela Ba'omer Harei Hein Alai Karbon. If the person actually said, Hareini Nazir Miyayin, and it was just a Tanai Im Lo Amda, then he wasn't coming to Aser the Para or the Delas. The Para was just serving as his Tanai. So therefore the Gemara ends up saying, Kagoin da Amar Hareini Nazir mi Besara im loy amda va amda me'eleha. So now Beis Shammai Shita is based on two things. Number one, the whole first part of our sugya, that when a person says Hareini Nazir mi Besara, it's possible for him to become a Nazir l'fi Beis Shammai. And we have to go with the assumption that Turfi Dahu Gavra, that the person's intention was Mishum Ukma Biyadeh, Haloy Ukma. He meant to say that if I don't get it up with my own hands, then I'm Nazir Mibisara. And Lamaisa, he did not get it up with his own hands. The animal stood up by itself. Beis Hillel, as the Gemara explains, could be arguing for two reasons. Beis Hillel's own Shita is that you're not a Nazir even if you say Hareini Nazir Mibisara straight. But Beis Hillel are telling Beis Shammai that even according to you, that it's possible to say Hareini Nazir Mibisara. In this case, you would not become a Nazir Mibisara because Turfei Dehu Gavra is Mishum Derevia because the animal is on the floor and Lamaisa the animal stood up. So it really comes out that there are two separate machloiks in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And one thing you see from our sugya is if a person was Mekabel, let's say a Naziris, he said, Hareini Nazir Mibisara Im Loi Amda, which means that he himself expected to pick up the animal with his own hands. And he says that if I don't, if I'm not successful in picking up the animal with my own hands, then I'm a Nazir Ibsara. So we say, according to Beit Shammai, since he wasn't successful in picking up with his own hands because the animal got up on its own, he is therefore a Nazir. This gets us into the sugya of Asmachta. There is a Rajba in the Chuvis, in the Miuchasis Loramban, these are the Chuvis of Rajba, in Simon Kufpei Gimel, that if, let's say, a person was Makdish something, based on a Tanai, and a similar Tanai to ours, where he was sure that he was going to be able to Mekayim the Tanai, and therefore the Hekdish would not be Chal, but the Tanai, for whatever reason, was not Mekuyim, and therefore the Hekdish should be Chal. The question is it Chal, or do we say that Asmachta doesn't work? By Kinyonim, there is such a concept. We pass again, Asmachta loy kanya. So if I made a deal with somebody, that if I lose this game, I'm going to pay you a certain amount of money. And then I end up losing, but I thought that I was going to win, so the Kinyon is not Chal. What about by Hektish? The Rajba says that your Hektish is Chal. Even though the person was expecting that the Tanai should not be Mekuyim, and therefore the Hektish should not be Chal, nevertheless, the Hektish, if the Tanai was Mekuyim, it is Chal. This is also the Shita of the Merami Rotenberg, and the Mordechai in Bava Kamma, that Hekdish Beloshen Asmachta is Chal. And the Rajba brings a raya from our sugya. According to Rava, the Pshat in Beit Shammai is that if a person says a rainy Nazir, im loy amda, since when the parah got up by itself, it turns out that the person was not successful in doing what he thought he was going to do, nevertheless the Naziris is Chal. Now this person didn't dream that the animal was going to get up on its own, and his assumption was that he was not going to be a Nazir. Nevertheless, the Naziris is Chal. And even Beis Hillel, who argue that's only because they disagree as to what the intention of the person was. But Lu Yitzuyer, the intention of the person was the way that Beis Shammai believe was his intention, Beis Hillel would be moided that the Naziris would be Chal. So you see that even Lahalacha, we pass like Beis Hillel, when you make a Naziris based on an Asmachta, it's still Chal. So too, Hektish Basmachta is Chal. In the Shavuz of Chuvus Maritza alone, in the Chuvus Chadoshes, Simon Samach Beis, he says this is only true by Naziris and Hektish, because the two are similar. As we already saw on Daf Tes, that the Gemara equates the two, Le'inyan Hektish Betos, but regular Nedarim, we wouldn't say this. According to the Chuvus Chasam Sofer, in Yerideh Simon Reish Mem Beis, even Legabi Naziris, we don't say this, and the Raya that the Rishenim are bringing from our Sugya is from the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that over here we're talking about a person who is noida that the parah should be like a carbon. The reasoning of the Chasam Sofer is that the idea that Hektish is Chal Basmachta is based on the principle that Amirasei Legavoya Kemsirasei Lehedyadami. When a person says something is Hektish, the Amira generates the Chalois Hektish as if a person were to give something over, be a dayim, to a Hedyat. Therefore, it doesn't make sense to say that an asmachta should affect anything, because it's like you actually physically gave it over. Now, if you'll notice, what's happening according to Rava is that although the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Amra Parazu Areni Nazira, Im Oimedes Ani, Rava is explaining that what really happened was that the person says, Hareni Nazir Im Loi Amda. So Rava actually is adding something to the Lashon of the Mishnah. As the Tosis points out in Dibur HaMaschil, V'Amar. And the obvious question on this is that Rava, just a minute ago, asked on Rami Bar Chama, how can you say your pshat in the Mishnah? It doesn't say the word me'eleha in the Mishnah. So you're adding something to the Lashon of the Mishnah. So Tosfos explains that there's a difference between the addition of Rava and the addition that Rami Bar Chama adds to the Mishnah. Because, says Tosfos, it's very common for Mishnais to leave out words, and we say Chesuri Mechsura, and we add things to what the Tana left out. And since Rava has a certain understanding of what the Machloikis is, it's necessary for him to add in the word Loi. Because, says Tosfos, it's impossible for him to explain the Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that they're arguing about the Tanai of the Amidas HaPara, unless he adds this word. So it's Muchach Dechaser Loi Kan. It's mukhach that the word loy is lacking. The ef shloy lefarish plutayu beinyan acher. However, says Tosfos, according to Rami Bar Chama's pshat, the machloikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel really has got nothing to do with the tanai of standing up. Because the way that Rami Bar Chama understands, the whole machloikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is simply about if a person's noider min habasar, if the naziris is chal or not. So there's nothing about the way that Rami Bar Chama is explaining their machloikas that forces us to say that the word me'eleha is missing. So therefore you can't add that into the Mishnah. The only time you can add words into the Mishnah is if, according to your pshat, it's muchach, that word was left out by the Tana. And actually, Tosfos explains that that's the oimik of the Taina that Rava had in Rami Bar Chama. Rava is really asking Rami Bar Chama, why do you have to say this whole story, according to your pshat? They could have directly argued about a person who is noider from the Basar. Now Tosfos asks, in Dibur HaMaschil Eima, How does Rava know that Beis Hillel are arguing with Beis Shammai on two things? Remember, we said that there are two machlokes in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Number one is the old machlokes is if a person is noider, hareini nazir mi bisara, is the naziris chal at all. Number two, Beis Hillel is arguing, according to Rava, as to what the kavana of this person was. Is turfei dahu gavra mishum ukba biyadei, or turfei dahu gavra mishum derivia? Now, how is it that Rava knows to make two machleiksim? After all Beis Hillel said was that he's not a nazir. So maybe they have no machleikis with Beis Shammai about the kavana of the noider. It's the old machleikis, whether when a person says, Hareini nazir mi besar para, is he considered a nazir or not? Answers Tosfos, because if that was the whole machleikis, then we have to ask ourselves, why is it that the Tana set up the case in such a way that the person made a Tanai? Why didn't we go straight and talk about a person who said a reini nazir mibsara? Obviously, in order to tell me that the Shita of Beis Shammai is that when you make such a Tanai, then the Kavana, the Turfei Dehu Gavra, is Mishum Ukba Biyadeh. So it's a side Chiddush that is only relevant to the Shita of Beis Shammai. And it doesn't make sense to say that the Tana is just adding a prat, a detail about the story, just in order to tell me what the Kavana of the Noider is, Lefis Shitas Beis Shammai. Since we never paskin like Beis Shammai, the Tana wouldn't go out of his way to tell me something that is a Chiddush only Lefi, their Shita. Now you'll ask, even now that we say that Beis Hillel are arguing on two accounts, there's still no difference Lefi the Shita of Beis Hillel, what the Kavana of the Noider is, because no matter what, he's not a Nazir according to Beis Hillel. And the only reason why Beis Hillel say their machlokes is to tell Beis Shammai that you at least have to agree to me according to your shita that turfei dehu gavra mishum derivia. So it comes out that there's no real chiddush lefi shitas Beis Hillel halacha. Nevertheless, says Tosfos, it's still necessary for the Tana to tell us what the position of Beis Hillel is concerning the kavana of this noider, because let's say the person would not have said the lashon hareini nazir b'bsar. Let's say the person would say hareini nazir min yayin and be toilet on the tanai im loy amda. So we need to know what would Beis Hillel say in such a case. Since Beis Hillel hold that turfei dehu gavra mishum derivia, he wouldn't even be a nazir in that case. Now Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Gilui Hashas asks that this Tosfos is a pella. Because Tosfos' kasha was, how do we know to say that Beis Hillel argue on two accounts? Perhaps Beis Hillel only argue about the old machloikis concerning where a person says, Hareini nazir ibsara, is he a nazir or not? Tosfos' answer is that if Beis Hillel did not argue with regards to the kavanas hanoider, that turfei dehai gavra is mishum derivia, then the whole chiddush of the Mishnah is only lefishitas Beis Shammai. But wait a minute, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, why don't we say exactly what Tosfos says at the end? La'olam, Beis Hillel aren't arguing about the Kavanas HaNoider. And they agree that in the event that a person says a Tanai of Im Lo'i Amda, it means exactly like Beis Shammai says. That the person is being Masa, that he'll be able to pick it up Yadayim. Why then does the Tana say something that's only relevant Lefi Shittas Beis Shammai? Because we have to know what would be the halach if the person would say Hareini Nazir Min Yayin, not Hareini Nazir Min Bsar, just like Tosfos says at the end. Why are we more comfortable saying that Beis Hillel are also arguing about Turfei Dehai Gavra, that it's not Mishum Ukme Yadayim, it's Mishum Derivia? Over there we see that Tosfos explains that although on a halachic level, in this particular case, that's not relevant, because anyway, according to Beis Hillel, this person is not going to be a Nazir, since Hareini Nazir mi Bisara is not a Nazir, but we have to know what would Beis Hillel hold in a case where a person says Hareini Nazir mi Yayin. So we could say the same exact idea, even if Beis Hillel doesn't argue about the Kavanas HaNoider, and say Turvei Dehu Gavra Mishum Derivyahu. Even if Beis Hillel is in full agreement with Beis Shammai, it's important for us to know that when a person makes such a Tanai, what his intention is, so that when it comes to a different case, where it is a Naziris, like Hareini Nazir Miyayin, that the Tanai is considered Mekuyim. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger leaves this as a Tzarech Iyun. So the Birkas Rosh answers Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Kasha with the following Yesod. He says, Bishlam of the way that Tosfos explains in the end that there's an afgamina from the Shita of Beis Hillel, le'inyan, a case where a person would say, Hareini Nazir min hayayin, on this Tanai, we can understand why the Tana would include it in the Mishnah. And that is because, even though the way that Beis Hillel discuss it in the Mishnah, there's no nafkamina l'halacha, because since the person said, Hareini Nazir min habasar, so no matter what, Beis Hillel hold that you're not a Nazir, and therefore it makes no difference that Turfei Dehai Gavra was Mishum Derivia. Nevertheless, it still happens to be true that this is another reason why, according to Beis Hillel, the person's not a Nazir. Meaning, if we would ask Beis Hillel, explain why this person is not a Nazir, they have the right to say that there are two reasons. Number one, because a person who's Noider min habasar
is never a Nazir l'fi Beis Hillel, and number two, even if a person who's noidim and a basar is a Nazir, it doesn't make a difference because turfi da'i gavra mishum deriviyah. So the Tana would include the Das of Beis Hillel, since Beis Hillel have the ability to talk directly about the case in the Mishnah and tell us that there are two reasons. Now, those two reasons are not negeya in this particular case, because since in this particular case, the person is not a Nazir anyway, the second reason doesn't have a nafkamin al halacha, but that reason still will be negeya in a case where the person said a reini Nazir min hayayin. So that's considered grounds to include it in the Mishnah. Masha'en kein, if Beis Hillel is in full agreement with Beis Shammai, that Torfei Dahai Gavra is Mishum Ukma Biyade, meaning that there really is a Kiyam of the Tanai, because he was not successful in standing up the animal with his hands. And the only reason why Beis Hillel argue on Beis Shammai is because of their Shito all over, that when a person is Noider Nazirus Min Habasar, he's not a Nazir. So then it comes out that Beis Hillel is actually not contributing anything special about this case. And the only reason why this case was included over here in the Mishnah is for Shitas Beis Shammai. So even though it may be true that from the fact that Beis Hillel don't argue with Beis Shammai about this point, that they would agree that in a case where a person would say, Nareni Nazir min hayayin almanas this tonight, Beis Hillel would agree that the person became a Nazir, nevertheless it does not warrant being included in the Mishnah. Because there is nothing that we could say that Beis Hillel told us directly in the Mishnah that could be applied to a different case. According to the way the Gemara says it, there is something that Beis Hillel said directly about the Mishnah that could be applied in a different case, and that is, since they hold in this case, Turfi Dehu Gavra is Mishum Derevia, that could be applied in a case where a person says, Hareini Nazir Min Hayayin. So that's how the Brikas Reish is learning. We have the right to include Beis Hillel's Deya as long as what Beis Hillel says Beferish could be applied to a different case. If that which Beis Hillel says Beferish cannot be applied, not to this case and not to a different case, and it's only the Shita of Beis Shammai that Beis Hillel don't argue about that could be applied to a different case, we would not include it in the Mishnah. Now from our Gemara we see that even according to Beis Shammai, if the person would successfully pick up the para, then of course he's not a Nazir. Because the whole Tanai was that he's going to be a Nazir if he's not successful in picking up the animal on his own. Now if you take a look at the Gemara later, on Daf Lamed Alf Mabez, you'll see a Braisa. The Gemara brings down two people were walking in the Derech, and one person is coming opposite them. And one of the two guys says, Hareini Nazir, he's mekabel on himself Naziris, Shezeh Ploini. I'm a Nazir if this is so-and-so. Which means that he's so convinced that it's not Ploini, that he's saying that if it is so-and-so, I am hereby a Nazir. The other fellow says, Hareini Nazir, She'ein Zeh Ploini. I am so sure that it is so-and-so, and I'm hereby proclaiming myself as a Nazir if it's not so-and-so. The Shita Beis Shammai is that they're both Nazirim. Whether or not it turns out to be Ploini, they're both Nazirim, and this goes with the Shita of Beis Shammai that Nazir betos is considered a Nazir, just like Hektish tos is considered Hektish. Now, if that's the halacha, when a person says, Hareini Nazir, Shezeh Ploini, and it turns out not to be Ploini, he's still a Nazir, why then, in our case, if he says, Hareini Nazir, if I'm not successful in picking up this para, even if he does pick up the para, he should still be a Nazir. What's the difference between the two cases? This kasha is asked both by the Karen Oira and by Meir Simcha over here in his Chedushim. So Meir Simcha approaches the question from two angles. When we explained the Gemara over there, we explained the way that the Mefarish explains the Gemara. Namely, that when the person says, Hareini Nazir Shezeh Ploini, he says, I'm a Nazir if this is so-and-so, it's because he's convinced that it's not so-and-so, and he's so convinced that it's not so-and-so, that he says that if he is, then I'm a Nazir. And that means that his real rutzen is not to be Mekabel Naziris. Well, Toisfis over there, and Daf Lamed Beis and Beis in the Bermaschel Shisha, learns differently. Toisfis understands that in actuality, both people, in that case, had intentions to be Mekabel Naziris in themselves. In fact, Toisfis learns that when the person says, Hareini Nazir Shezeh Nazir, or Hareini Nazir Shezeh Ploini, what he really meant was that I believe that it is Ploini. And when I say that I am a Nazir, Shezeh Ploini, I mean that I'd like to be Mekabel Naziris. And therefore, even though it turns out not to be Ploini, his real intention was to be Mekabel Naziris. And that's how Reb Meir Simcha says you can be Mechalik between the case over there and our case. Because in our case, the person's real intention was not to be Mekabel Naziris, as Tosfos says in our Sugya in Dibur Maschal Beis Shammai. Tosfos says that the person does not want to be Mekabel Naziris because Naziris is a Tircha, and he thinks that he's going to be able to be Mamed the Pari, thinks he'll be able to stand the Pari up with his own hands. So he says that if I'm not successful in doing what I think I could do, then I am hereby a Nazir, which means that he doesn't really want to be Mekabel Naziris. That's a difference, Lefi Shittas HaToisfus. What about if you learn like the Mefarish, or you learn like the Rambam? The Rambam learns over there that even if he didn't have Kavana to be Mekabel Naziris, he still becomes a Nazir, because of the Yisoid of Naziris Betos is Naziris. So we're back to the question as to why is it any different in our case. Says Reb Meir Simcha that there's a big difference between where a person is toila his naziris on something that already exists, and a person is toila his naziris on something in the future. If he says Hareni Nazir Shazen Nazir, he's being mekabel the naziris right now. What triggers off the kabbalah's naziris is his kabbalah immediately. The fact that he said Hareni Nazir, and Beis Shammai hold that it makes no difference if there's a tos involved. Masha'en Kain, if he's toilet on something in the future, like the ability to pick the para up with his hands, then the Naziris is only chal with the Kiyum HaTanai. Now, Reb Meir Simcha does not explain why the two are different. It could be that he means to be mechalik between two different types of Tanoim. The Achronim in the beginning of the first parak of Ksubis explained that there are two different types of Tanoim. There's a Tanai Bittel and a Tanai Kiyum. A Tanai Bittel means where a person creates a chalois and he plants a mechanism called a Tanai that has the ability to be mevatel the maisa that he did. That means that what generates the chalois is the person's maisa or the dibur, whatever it is that creates the chalois. In our case, it would be the dibur of Hareni Nazir. And it's just that simultaneously the person put in motion a Tanai. Tosfos in Ksubos Nun Vav says that a Tanai is a milsa achriti. The Tanai can come and get rid of the chalois. That is called a Tanai Bittel. A Tanai Kiyum is where a person creates an incomplete chalois, and he waits for a certain event to take place, and if that event takes place, then the chalois is created. Memela says Reb Meir Simcha, a Tanai that belongs to the category of a Tanai Bittel is something that Beis Shammai hold is not shayach by Naziris. And we see that from the fact that a toz by Naziris is not a toz. Even if he did it under a false pretense, it's still a Naziris. Why is that? Because once the person creates a chalois, if it's a chalois that's chal immediately, meaning he did everything that was meant to trigger the chalois, then his toes cannot come and be mevatel the chalois. So too, if he was toile it on condition that this person is pliny, is so-and-so, or that this person is a nazir, it doesn't matter to us if the tanai is not mekuyim, because that type of tanai is a tanai bittel, and a tanai bittel is not accepted. Masha'en kain, if the person says, I'm not fully being mekabel naziris, my kabbalah's naziris is contingent on a future event, and when that future event takes place, that is when I will become a nazir. So in our case, I said, Hareni Nazir Imloy Amda. It's a Tanai Kiyum. A Tanai Kiyum you could make by Naziris. Because by a Tanai Kiyum, your Kabbalah's Naziris is incomplete. The trigger for the Chalois Naziris is the event in the future. So if you make a complete Kabbalah's Naziris, nothing could come along and be mevatel it. But if you didn't make a complete Kabbalah's Naziris, rather you made a Kabbalah's Naziris which is dependent on a Tanai Kiyum, then until the Tanai is Mekuyim, you're not a Nazir. And that is something that even Beis Shammai would be moided to. Because think about it this way. If a person were to say, Hareni Nazir in a week from now. So he told us that the Naziris doesn't begin until a week from now. Of course he's capable of doing that. He could hold off the Naziris until a week from now. So too, he could say that I'm a Nazir as soon as the event takes place. So that's not a violation of Beis Shammai's klal. That's just a lack of a Kabbalah's Naziris until after the event takes place. Beis Shammai only say it in the case where he was mekabel naziris. His kabbalah's naziris is complete, and he's just planting something that is there to be mevatel the naziris. That Beis Shammai say you're incapable of doing.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org. Or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.